Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Hello there, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Yeah. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm still half asleep.
Yeah, that's all right.
I haven't got rid of that sleepy feeling yet. You know, that little feeling that kind of still surrounds you?
That sleepy feeling.
Yeah, you know, I've showered and everything, but I still got that little blanket.
It was a little bit just sort of...
I was up late catching up on Stranger Things season 2.
How far did you get through?
I finished episode 6, so I've got another 3 more.
Enjoying it?
Yeah. Loving it.
I forgot how twisted it was, actually.
So you finished season 2?
Hammered it.
Every episode ends on such a cliffhanger, you can't go... Then you're like, oh, one more.
I just love the font, the title font.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, the music's good, too.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm okay.
Well, you know, actually, that's fine because that's where we're going back to.
Yeah, we're taking it back. We're taking it back to the...
We're taking it back to the
2000s, the 90s. The 80s! What have we got today?
So we're doing the Roland 808.
Good God, I forgot we are, too.
Yeah,
that's
one of
massive.
The most famous, drum machine instrument. It's basically... It's so big, I can't even... describe to you how important it is. One of the catchphrases that says it's as important as the Stratocaster is to rock.
It is, though. It really is.
And actually, we'll have to do the Stratocaster actually sometime.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. But let's keep it the 808. The 808 called the 808 for what reason?
Well, because it was before the
number
808
rolled off the old production line.
So it's a TR-808, but the TR is for transistor rhythm. It's a transistor.
Oh, is it? They don't promote that, do they?
So it's a rhythm composer.
Yeah,
it was invented in 1980. They sold about 12,000 units, and then it wasn't popular, so they stopped. And they can't make them anymore.
Why can't they make them anymore?
They don't... Whatever... So it was analog.
Yeah.
Because... So it was an analog drum machine. If it had been digital sounds...
Yeah.
The memory was too big for that time. You know, you would have to have a whole room...
Right.
To have the memory of these... of these samples. So it was it was analog samples, and everyone thought they were terrible and they were horrible and they sounded cheesy. They wanted this real sounds. So they stopped making them. And now they're the most popular thing. The foundation of hip-hop and acid house and techno. And now you can get... So now there's like a TR-8, which is...
Like an emulator thing.
It has all the 808 sounds, all the 909 sounds, but they're simple.
Is there a difference? Is there a difference
between
the OG machine and
the new one, the TR-8, is sampled the 808.
Yeah. But I mean, can you tell?
The 808 create... Well, you and I can't.
Yeah, we can't, right?
We can't. So, this first track we'll play is iconic. By Cybertron, which one of the members is Juan Atkins, who the inventor of Detroit techno. So all the drum sounds...
I didn't know he was in Cybertron.
Yeah, I didn't either. So all these drum sounds are all from this little medium-sized drum machine.
He's still putting out new records, Juan Atkins.
You can recognize all these samples.
Is that it there? That's another one. That's it.
The twinkle on this is amazing.
Yes, Juan Missy Elliott sample.
But what we're listening to is the bulb, 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 isn't it?
No, the drum machine. The cheesy snare.
Oh, the boop.
You know how that snare sounds like you're just like hitting an old trash can. And that's why...
It's got that sort of steamy...
Yeah.
It is really Stranger Things, isn't it? This is real morning music, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're off to work, you robots. You know, just go to work. Yeah, all of you in another factory. But, you know, you could program, you know how you program your four beat patterns and then a fill and then your next four beat patterns. And apparently, so that started because now that's how you make music.
Well, this is remember
with those sequencers and building your
patterns. When we were down at Real Groovy, I don't know if I told them, see this still down. We were down at Real Groovy, we're playing I Got the Poison, I Got the Remedy, I Got the Pulsating Rhythmical Remedy.
Yeah.
And somebody texted in, it sounds like some kid did this on GarageLand, a garage band. garage band at home, you know. It's like, and it sort of does sound like that now, you know. So this, and there's apps that do this now.
Well, that's right. So this introduced the idea that you could do it in your bedroom, because back then synths were still kind of big, and so you could make all the beat and everything in your bedroom, because that's where all the best music's made. That's where I make music. Am I right, ladies? So they thought people would just use it to sort of create demos, you know, but
until they got on a real drummer.
That's right. And so apparently the other machine at the time was the Lin. I kind of remember these vaguely these times, and that was actual samples, but it was really expensive. These were selling for around $1,000 at the time,
right?
But they were so unpopular you could get them for $100 used. But now they sell for $5,000.
How much? $5,000?
Yeah, I think I saw some.
$5,000. There's only 12,500 in the world of the originals.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fair price actually for something.
But the new ones, the TR-8s that sort of are the new and improved version, they're about $1,000.
And there's heaps of those around. They're nonstop. They'll keep making those forever, won't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So well,
now
what?
They can't. So that was 1980 to 1983. But in 1982, Planet Rock came out using it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when people went, oh, it sounds good. And this other dude that normally makes the sexiest music made a song completely on the 808. And I think that showed everybody that even though it's so cheesy and it's programmed and it's robotic, it could actually do the most human, the most raw, the most organic thing, which was sex. And so this is Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. This is a morning song.
This definitely is a morning song.
I would like to wake up with Marvin Gaye whispering in my ear, get up.
So did you say this was completely 808? Or was it just the...
The beats and a lot of the little sounds. So that hand clap.
That sounds like a hand clap that's lost and doesn't know where it is.
All the sounds are like that.
You know, it's like miles away from any friends. It's just like, hello, hello.
Those drums, it's supposed to be like conga, and they just go boop, 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 boop. I think those are like congas. So fine. But it showed that it didn't have to be robotic. It didn't have to sound like Cybertron. It could sound human.
Sexual.
Yeah.
The healing sounds of sexual. Sexual. Healing is something that's good
for me whenever. So he composed this in his hotel room on this machine.
It's a certain type of gentleman that can just bust out a song like this, isn't it? Went down the grocery store to get his drums, you know. He just said, "I might pick up some drums while I'm out. Is that okay with you, babe?"
Yeah, a few hand claps and fake congas. Now here's the sad thing. So this was 1983. He died in 84.
Oh, well, we'll turn that off then.
Yeah, that was a bad. Yeah, that's a sad story. So, Sexual Healing and Planet Rock were the big iconic songs that. Then when they hit and the sound was so amazing, then all of a sudden everybody wanted one. And it became iconic part of Beastie Boys sound, Public Enemy. People talk about it in songs. There's songs about it where they mention it. And so all of Miami bass, acid house, Detroit techno, all of post-disco dance music, hip-hop, and even like today's trap music is all on all 808 sounds. It's so
crazy, eh?
Fundamental for everything, and yet it's...
We feel it!
I know, and yet it's a weird sound, you know? Like, the sounds aren't good, but they're so iconic.
For me, it's adopting that lonely clap. It's like a rescue clap. You know? That clap can't just sit there by itself going... Some weird sort of terrifying, bland, ketamine, suicide world it lives in.
Kanye's got a whole album, called 808 and Heartbreak. Just basically any electronic music that you love. Usher, yeah.
Damn.
That's all on the 808.
There!
Yep. I think that's a great song. I love it. All right. Okay, well, our last track is Chicago footwork. So that's a whole other genre based on the 808. This is DJ Rashad. He died untimely as well, actually, in 2014. Sorry, that shouldn't be snickering and laughing.
No,
he had an untimely
taken too
death.
Soon. Accidental overdose, I believe.
So this was an interesting Chicago dance craze.
This?
I don't know the exact year of this one because some of it had it post his passing.
This is 2013 is the album that this is from.
Yeah, okay, 13. Because yeah, some of the things I saw were saying 16. I'm like, he's passed, but maybe some of the mixes.
All that whole garage thing and that whole two-step trap grime, all that business.
It's like they like that fake sound. It's like, oh, well, I really like fake cheese slices.
It's a time and a place.
And sort of taking that roboticness, but mixing it with, you know, offbeats or something sexual. You know, it's a sort of Borgy blend of human and.
That's the juxtaposition.
Oh, there you go.
We just need a beat. It basically says, doesn't it? Just make sure there's a beat. It doesn't need to be a beautiful, bloody, rounded.
Yeah, juxtaposition. That's better than Borgy blend.
I don't know. I think they're both good.
You have to watch Star Trek to understand. Well, the Borg is part human, part robot, you know? And that's, I think the 808 is.
Cyborg.
Just so we're clear, the 808 isn't part human.
No.
It's just a machine. Yes, cool machine. It's a cool machine, but there's.
Thank you for that.
We're a little bit. That would be weird.
Quite a few texts in. Somebody saying, have you done the 303? When I heard 808, I got excited.
I love the 303.
I divided by 2.6 and thought you were going to bust out some Fatboy Slim. Oh, well. Somebody else saying, right at the beginning of MJ's Beat It, there are 808s. And then somebody else texting and saying, what about 808 State?
Yes.
This is the thing. It's a culture. It's a culture that's never going to die.
And, you know, it's Japanese created, Japanese made. I hate it when people say Western music and Western pop music. Western pop music built on Latin music, African American music, you know, Japanese technology. It's already global. And, you know, it's all of us. It's everything that's happened to all of us across the globe for the past 30, 40 years.
You're saying embrace the 808. It brings people together on the dance floor. Unity on the dance floor. We all come as one.
Oh, yes, dude. I feel it. You're going to make some neat sounds soon, aren't you? Now, I'm going to give you some guesses for next week's instrument.
The clave.
No. I'm going to tell you the best players.
Okay.
Oh, actually, we should do clave. So the top players for next week's instrument, Stevie Nicks, Robert Plant.
Jews up.
Betty and Veronica.
Oboe.
What?
Betty and Veronica?
What do they play? In the Archies.
Ah, it's not the cowbell or something, is it?
Tambourine!
Great instrument!
Apparently Stevie Nicks is one of the top tambourinists.
It's quite hard to play a tambourine. You go in a recording studio and you try and play a tambourine along in time to a song, it's hard.
Robert Plant, you know, because if you're the front man, you got to find something to do.
Exactly.
I'll tell you who does a good tambourine. Ian Asprey, great tambourine.
It's got all those scarves coming off it, though. Maybe she's just added another level of difficulty.
Another popular tambourine player people were raving about, Tracy Partridge, the little girl in the Partridge Family.
Give her something to play.
But people grew up watching her going, that's cool.
The new Noel Gallagher album, he was playing some on BBC live television and he's got a scissors player. Speaking of kind of handheld percussion.
Okay.
Does that make a good sound?
He's still on the drugs then, obviously.
In front of the microphone. Well, this is Noel. This is the slightly less drug-addled brother.
Still
a
on
woman
the drugs.
Standing by a microphone just going snip.
Just scissoring.
On live TV.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.